guys, before we take the call, I found a video before we take the call, and this is some more black extremist stuff I'm about to play. I know they love. That's what they hear when we be trying to say that we fighting for our community. That's all they hear. So anyway, we put the number up on the screen. Oh, let me shut this down. I got what you was telling me, Kira. I did get it, and I will put that up there. I'll probably work on that while certain calls are going on. So then put up the number, and Kiara would take calls. Now, this is the thing about these calls. Hey, let me establish that. If I even get a wind of you attacking her for some reason or asking questions that just has no relevance, I'm going to cut you off. And I have to do that because I have to control the show. Because at one point in time, I used to let people just say and do whatever. Now I can't do that, you know, especially – what happened on one show, the last show I let y'all talk to a guest, the Woke Vaganya, I was going in on her, and I'm like, that ain't the business. So I got the number up. You can call. Make sure you press 1 to get in on the show, and then we'll go from there. I think the number's up. Oh, no, hold on. I gotta get the number up. People can't see the number. There we go. All right, now you guys can see the number. So we got one caller here. Air code 586, you're on the show.
Fat nigger.
Wow, we have a cave beast. Thank you for calling. They actually sat there to do that. You know, that's what we have to deal with. Probably a government troll, we don't know. Anyway, guys, that's no. Now, guys, you heard that. Now, who does that? We don't go on their show and do that. You see that? yeah. That's crazy. Do what? Yeah. You're right. They brave behind the phone. They are definitely brave behind the phone. Make sure you press 1, guys, and if. You know what? I'm not gonna say nothing. I'm gonna do it next time. Error code 225. You on the show?
What's going on, Phil?
What's going on, man?
Not much. I was just talking about that.
Hey, do me a favor. Speak more into your phone, man. You sound muffled.
Oh, hello. You can hear me now?
Not really, Kiara. Can you hear him? Okay, you gotta speak better than that, brother. We have to move on to somebody else.
Can you hear me now?
No, I can't.
You hear me now?
No, it's worse, brother. Look, we try to come back to you because we can't hear you. Fix your phone, my man. All right, I'm not being funny. I can't hear him. Erico 561, you on the show?
Hey, Phil, it's me. You can hear me? Hello?
What'd you say?
Yeah, you
go
can
ahead.
Hear me?
I can hear you. Just turn it up on my end a little louder. I can hear you. Go ahead.
All right. Well, first thing I want to ask, first of all, I want to say great show. You know, I always got to give you your props on your show. But, Kiara, just a quick question. Do you believe in the Bible? Or
Kiara, hold on before you answer that. Okay, we don't want to get into no Bible conversation with her tonight. That's not Bible
study. I understand.
If you got a question about the issue at hand, do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
But let's not get into it. All right, go ahead.
All right, understandable. All right, well, basically what I want to let you know is if your mom or whatever – disowns you for something as little as standing up for what you believe in, including, you know, standing up for what Colin Kaepernick believes in when he's doing a great and excellent job and what he's doing, and he's getting ridiculed in the same way that you are, you know what I'm saying? That tells you that you don't need that negativity. You don't need your mom. Now, the Bible tells you that your father is you are the seed of your father. So, you know what I mean? Get closer with your father. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Build that relationship up with your father. You are his seed. You are who he is. You're more closer to him than you are with your mother. All right? But, you know what I'm saying? Like, and all due respect, all love, sister, you know what I'm saying? I got love for my black folks. So you get with your dad, and you know what I'm saying? Put all that negativity behind you. You don't need it. It's not doing anything for you. You know what I'm saying? Always keep your mother in your heart. But at the same time, if she can disown you that easily, then it should be that much easier to disown her and just get back to your people, man.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, brother. Thanks for calling. All right, let's see. Let's go to the next call here. I think that's some good positive advice. Erico 661, you're on the show.
Hey, Phil, and hey, Kiara. How you guys doing?
Hi.
Yeah, I was just, you know, I just wanted to get on here and say, you know, you have my 100% support, and I believe you did the right thing by saying what you said. And, you know, for your mom to cut you off like that, that says a lot about her. And for her to not understand the reason why you said what you said, like you said, she's one-sided about things. If your mom really cared and really, you know, didn't really have that type of, you know, evil spirit with her, you know, racism, you know, she would have just took what you said and said, you know what, I agree with you. You know, she could have still had her own opinions, but she didn't have to cut you off like that. She could have understood from your standpoint and kept it moving, but her coming at you like that, that's just messed up. And honestly, you don't need your mom right now. You got everybody's support, and you got mine. You know?
Thank you.
And I'll make sure
that.
To donate to you, too, after the show, too.
I don't know if I would necessarily use the word racism. I don't think my mom is racist. I just don't think she necessarily understands because she never had to be in that position. You know? So I think it's more, you know, it was disrespect to the military. It wasn't. She didn't really say anything about race. So I wouldn't say racism in any type of way, but definitely she could have been more understanding to her daughter. But I appreciate your support. It means the world to me. Y'all are my favorites. I love y'all.
Mhm. That's very understandable.
Oh, thank you.
Very nice. You very nice. You know, I love you already. Just you up here talking, you know.
Oh, I love you, boo.
All right, thank you for calling. This is the thing, if I take another call. My children is way more important than any country, any flag, any military, period. I'm not going to disown my kid behind some flag or some military that's, please. Like I said, it just file all the way around. Let me look at it. Erica 410, you on the show.
Hello?
You on the show.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead, man. I'm turned up loud as I can.
All right, how y'all doing? I'm actually in college.
Hi.
I'm one parent black, one parent white, just like you. So I know exactly what you're going through. I actually got put out of my mom's house, too, dating a black girl. I know exactly how you feel. But, just got to grind hard and put that work in school to be able to build whatever future we want for ourselves and our children as a black people, mixed people, whatever. I just want to encourage words not to let something like that set you back. But just keep pushing, grinding.
You're breaking up.
Yeah, brother, you got.
Support.
Brother, you got Boost Mobile, brother.
No, I'm
messing with him. You got Boost Mobile?
Nah. I mean, if you didn't hear me, it's all good, but say,
no, I heard most of it, but I'm sorry that you got to deal with that. I know it is not fun, but, I mean, always support what you believe in. Like, y'all let nobody fight with you at all, even if it's family. Like you said, you just got to be on your grind and do your own thing. So, I appreciate your support, and I'm sending you my love. Please stay strong and keep doing what you got to do.
I'll play.
All right, thanks, brother, for calling. All right, so I'm trying to see here if let me look in the chat room real quick because I know certain people want to talk to you. Let me get down here. Yeah, you got some of you guys in the chat room. I'm telling you, you need to be careful with that.
I can't see it.
Erico 903, you on the show.
How you doing? How you doing, Kiara? How y'all doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah,
hello.
I can hear you. What's on your mind?
Okay. Oh, man, I just wanted to say, Snub, I'm very supportive of her, and I'm glad she's standing her ground. And I think it's kind of sad, and this is the thing about it. I think it's kind of sad that the simple fact that, you know, how the country has our school and the system have brainwashed our people, and not just white, that's black people and also white people, for us to be have the lack of understanding of the anthem anyway. The anthem shouldn't have, personally, no black person, if they understand the history, which I have not learned recently, which is sad, that it's a racist song, you know what I'm saying? And if people understood the history of the song anyway, besides just not just the flag, but the song itself, then they would understand that it's a disgrace for black people to stand up for that song and even sing that song. And if you're a white person or your family or whoever knew the history, the true history behind the song itself, and for your mom to white marry a white black guy, she, you know, white people need to be more understanding towards our culture. And the sad that apparently it's not that way. I guess the country or the system itself and still to white people still feel superior, even though they in a relationship with a black person psychologically somehow. And not only that, not to understand, not to plus to that, to disown your person of a stupid flag. That's sad because that flag is more than just military, because our people and ancestors have died and fought in wars and slaved for that darn flag, whether they liked it or not. So if anybody, you know, if all that free label, you know, American guys, so that flag, where the flag, I don't worship no flag like the country does. I thought the country was to worship God anyway, to worship a flag. And not to understand the flag is more than just the military anyway. You have black people that died in any many wars fighting for free. It just said that we are so stupid in the system of things like that, not to think things through. And so I think the lack of education also play a main thing in even our family decisions. We all need to educate ourselves. Sad that we got grown dumb people, and I was dumb in that area. But now that I'm learning, understanding, you know, and of truth, it makes a big difference. And white people need to go back and understand the true history, not the lies and deceptions.
Oh, okay,
that they
brother, you're not to get y'all, but you're on the monologue, my brother. So I appreciate your call.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right,
that's okay. That's all right. You know, may the Lord bless you. I'm not, you know, like I said, I'm not mad at him. But he got to, you know.
Hey,
but he got to, you know.
He was going off.
Eric Cole 503, you on the show.
Hey, Phil and Kiara. This is Cynthia.
What's going on, Cynthia? All right, Cynthia,
I just have a question. Okay, so Kiara, I'm the one that wanted to know if your mother had black female friends. And the reason that I'm asking is because a lot of white women, including the ones who give birth to black children, they don't really like black females. And, you know, you saying that, confirming that your mother has no black female friends, is an indication that she doesn't like black women. Because you have to understand, I'm pretty sure your other siblings have had disagreements with your mother, and she hasn't disowned them. But because you are in alignment with a movement that affects you as a black woman, she's willing to just completely disregard you. But she's not doing that to your other siblings. And the reason I say that is because I have biracial nephews, and I know that their white mother doesn't associate with black women either. And I know if she had a black child, she would probably have a very different attitude towards them, being that she doesn't like black people. Your mother should be aligning herself with whatever movement that you're aligned with, because ultimately that movement is about race and your blackness, but she's not doing that. She's saying that I'm not going to deal with you or the movement. So she's literally saying that she will detach herself from you and anything that has to do with blackness just because you're deciding to acknowledge the fact that you being black comes with a burden in society. And she's basically saying she supports that burden.
I mean, yeah, that all makes sense. I've never seen her really have an issue with any black women, but I mean, yeah, she's not close to me, so I definitely see where you're coming from.
Yeah, and I know that it will be hard, of course, for you to see, you know, your mother as having an issue with you, being that she's given birth to you. But if you look at the, you know, historical and present context of it, it might help you to understand why she's saying that she's disowning you, even though it's never going to make sense because she shouldn't. Like Phil said, there's nothing that will make him disown his child. And me, if I had a child and I gave birth to this child, I carried this child in my body for nearly a year, I'm not disowning my child and saying I don't care about anything that happens to you just because you stand against a movement that really your mother should be in support of that movement. She has a black daughter. Anything that happens to black people is going to happen to you. And she's not doing that. And not only is she not doing that, she's saying I don't care about you and you're not going to talk to anybody in this family either.
Yes, ma'am. You are absolutely correct.
But I do wish you well, and definitely put your GoFundMe up there. I'll donate to it as well. But I wish you the best of luck, and I'm thankful that you stood up and that you shared your story.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank
you. All right.
Thanks for calling. All right.
All right. Bye, Phil.
Bye. Hey, Sister Lisa Cabrera, I saw you in the chat. Are you still there? I don't know if she's still there, if you're on the line, as well, let me know, Sister Lisa Cabrera. Let me get back up to the other calls. Kiara, I'll take a few more calls. I won't keep you too much longer. Okay. Let's see here. What we got? It's Eric Cole right here. Eric Cole 205. You on the show?
The show. Yeah, sir. How you doing, Brother Phil? Kiara, right?
Brother, what's your name?
This Jesse from Birmingham, Alabama.
Right, Birmingham.
Kiara,
you didn't hear that
storm,
did you?
Sir?
You didn't hear that hurricane, did you?
No, sir. I'm in Oklahoma right now. I'm a truck driver.
Okay, all right. What's on your mind for Kiara?
Your mother is a racist, Kiara, and I have a book for you to read. It's called Urugu, and it's written by Dr. Marimba Ani. It's Marimba Ani, Ani. The book is Urugu. Y-U-R-U-G-U. The book starts off difficult, but it'll give you the insight of how white people think. Your mother is a well-refined racist. I know it sounds hurtful, but, you know, that's what she is. She's a racist. And you need to study racism. And how deep, you know, how what level white people take and how dedicated they are to racism. Thank you, Phil, for taking my call.
Well, thank you, brother. You're straight to the point. I love brothers like that.
You're welcome, Phil.
All right, brother. So, Kiara, let's talk about that call. That was straight from the hip. He just comes straight out and said, your mama racist. How did you feel about that comment?
I don't don't know. I mean, I've been getting that a lot, like, a lot on Facebook, just people, you know, talking about my mom and coming at her hard and saying that she's a racist, but, I mean, that's my mom. Like, I've never felt that she was racist. You know, how it looks to other people on the outside, I mean, that's 100% their interpretation of her and the way that she put herself out there, but I personally do not feel like my mom is racist. I just think she just doesn't understand, and that's just how I feel.
Kiara, I understand that you're young. I get it. Trust me, I was your age once. But let's think about it here. If I can cut off my child, that like I said, the mother should be more connected with the child than the father, you know, because she, like Cynthia said, she carries you for 9 months, okay? And just because you have a belief contrary to hers, she's willing to cut you off and don't care what happens to you. And you just said that she cut you off from talking to your siblings that had nothing to do with the situation. I mean, think about that. I mean, just think about it. Would you do that to your child if you had one day?
No, I would not.
Okay, so that's why. And think about the guys and why the man just said that. Everyone is screaming about this the flag and veterans. They are the Trump people, and we know the Trump people are not on our side. So why he said that is because she looks like she's taking the side of Trump and his ilk over her daughter. That's saying, look, this is important to me because I could be the next hashtag. I mean, you get why he's saying that?
Yeah, I mean, I completely see where he's coming from. I mean, I see where everybody's coming from. I feel like I just don't really want to believe.
That's it. You don't want to believe something. Now we get into where, Kiara. When you don't want to believe something, you will put blinders on. You will try to find excuses. It's I'm gonna tell you the best way I can describe it. When you fall in love with a person, you'll find every excuse in the world for them, but it's plain in your day what they're doing, but you still find every excuse in the world for them until you get out of that feeling for them. You're like, this is in my face the whole time, and I just didn't accept it. So I know you feel conflicted because it's your mother. I mean, come on. You're going to feel conflicted. I'm not silly to that. But for me, just as a parent and other people that are listening from the outside, it seems like she took Donald Trump's side over – her child.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still fresh, so I feel like, you know, maybe over time I was like start believing what's in front of my face. But
yeah, the best thing I could tell you is learn to come to terms with the truth quickly, because you could save yourself a lot of heartache and pain over your course of your life. Trust me on that. I'm telling you from experience. Trust me. I stayed in a marriage longer than what I should have because of that kind of thinking. So I can tell you there's nothing productive about that.
Yes, sir.
So that's why, oh, Lord, Kiara, you're making me feel old when you're saying that. No, but it's good because it's, whatever how your mom and them was, they at least raised you right to have some manners. Because we got some kids these days, they act like some savages. They don't have no manners. They don't say yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. They don't do nothing. So I'm not attacking you. Yeah, I'm just talking. That's all.
I'm still a savage.
Here, not on this platform. We don't call black people, normal black people, savages. That's something that a racist will call you, is a savage.
Okay.
Don't lower yourself to the point of a savage. I think you got more intelligence than a savage. At least in this conversation, you got intelligence and intelligence. You know, I mean, don't call yourself a savage. I mean, we got to get out of it. Words matter. They really do. And in your psyche, if you think you're a savage, you're going to live that out. So, I don't suggest that. I would never tell you my kids call themselves a savage.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you ain't apologizing to me. It's just from one brother to a sister. That's all.
Appreciate you.
Erico 314, you on the show.
Hey, Faith Hill. I'm a big fan. I love watching your shows while I'm getting my workout in. Big fan. Kiara, I'm very, I felt proud when I, you know, heard the whole conversation. You did the right thing, and I'm glad that you, I'm really glad that you did, even though I don't really agree what Captain Nick is really doing. Honestly, in my opinion, I think it's kind of a gimmick, like Mormon Freeman. But, hey, do anything, power to you. And while you're over in Africa, please be careful. Like, you can't go on a venture without learning how to defend yourself. So I hope you got, like, a bodyguard or two coming with you. And I will be donating.
All right, well,
thank you so much for your support. I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling. All right, let's go to area code 615, you're on the show.
Hello?
You on the show?
Hello? Hey, Phil, I'm sorry. I knew you was going to answer as soon as I went downstairs to open up the stove. But, Kira.
What you opening the stove? What
yeah,
you
I'm
cooking,
calling,
brother?
Oh, I'm cooking some chicken and everything. You know how I go down to Tennessee.
Oh. All right, so what you
but,
brother, you just,
yeah.
You just responded so stereotypical. Oh, I didn't hope you would say chicken.
Yeah, I'm sorry. But, I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. And I've been watching
okay.
your show for a while. And
good
I have noticed,
that,
oh, you're welcome. I've noticed some things that she said has happened to some biracial women I've dated. And the stories that they've told me, everything you said just reminded me of their situation. And I'm 28 years old now, and I finally found let's say, a dynamic within myself to learn about my own culture and history, and seeing that I am Nigerian, I'm half Nigerian, I went back to Lagos, Nigeria, in Warri, and visited with my grandmother, and she had spoken to me and told me that everything that we are going through outside of the land of, let's just say the land of creation, because that's what it is, everything we're going through is going to come to an end, but as long as we accept everything that is happening to us, it's not going to come as soon as we're hoping. Like, we have to put in the effort to push the message forward first, if you can understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, brother, not
your
brother,
father.
Not because you're- But brother, just give me a quick second. She didn't come on an interview to ask anyone for money, because I see that those comments anyway. That's in there. I want to clarify that. I asked her to come on to talk about her story. She didn't ask me for anything. We reached out to her. So I just want to make sure to put that out there. And, you know, we should help people in our community, like we helped out those here in Houston or any other things that we have done in the past. You know, we should always reach out to help those in the community. So continue, bro. Just want to put that out there.
Oh, yes. The thing you said about your father, he sounds like a very intelligent man. He was, from what you said, it sounded like he was completely honest with you. And you, in my eyes, I believe you should keep a very close relationship with that man, because it seems like your mother isn't necessarily mad at anything you're doing. She's trying to find a reason to take her frustrations out on you that she's gaining from your father. She's still mad at him in some way, form, or fashion, and you being his child, she finds she has an idea on that it's okay for her to take the anger she has for him out on you and expects you to just sit there and accept it. But all you got to do is, you know, keep strong. Keep moving on. You're a beautiful black woman. That is, you're in college. That's saying a lot for a lot of the women in this generation that I've seen. Is just atrocious. And you know what you're doing. You're on the right path now. You're going back to Africa to visit. You know, you may get enlightened, you know. But I know I did when I went. I saw my family, and it opened my eyes. It, you know, I started reading more, and my life has been good. I found me a good woman, good black woman, I throw that out there. There's nothing better than a black woman. So you already, you know, you're already ahead of the game. She could be jealous of you for being a black woman. You know, you're what every, doesn't matter what race, every man is going to want you, and you don't have to do anything. Just do what you're doing now. Go to continue going to school. You know, keep the face bright, and everything should play out in your favor. But that woman should not have any power to tear you down, because everything about you, just like in the book, the Bible says, the scripture says, everything about you is made out of His image. So that's all I can say is you.
All right, brother. Well, I definitely appreciate you for calling. Thank you, my brother. And get to that chicken. Make sure it's not burned.
All right, I got you.
All right, man. Well, let me ask you a question. He made a good point. Do you look like your father?
Well, growing up, I used to get that I look like my mom a lot, but as I've gotten older, I look just like my dad.
Do you have his ways?
Yeah, I'm actually a lot like him. He's like just like me, like open-minded, everything. He doesn't care what people do as long as it's respectful and, you know, be yourself. So I'm the same way.
Okay, so I get what he's saying, because as a parent myself, you can see, and I can relate to this, but I'm more mature. You can see that other parent in your child. You can see some of the ways of that other parent, and even some of the look at times of the other parent. And some of the things that really got on your nerves about that other parent, a lot of times your kid ends up doing it sometimes. So it's like reliving that other person all over again, but your kid is not that person. But, you know, of course, you know, you got genes. They both getting, you have some from the mom, some from the dad. Could be from the grandpa, et cetera. But so if she still got a beef with your dad from a long time ago, then, yeah, she needs to get over that.
They're not very fond of each other at all, and I look just like my dad.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, that explains a lot of it, too, then. Like I said, she got a beef with him, you look like him, you act like him, you probably sound like him in some things you're saying. So yeah, I get it.
That would definitely.
But let me ask you a question. Your stepdad, how does your stepdad view black men?
Black men?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Honestly, he's a lot different from my mom as well. Like, he's a lot more like my biological dad, but I feel like he just doesn't really want to deal with my mom. Like, he doesn't want to argue with her. He doesn't want to, you know, he just doesn't want to deal with it. So he kind of just sides with her because he doesn't have time for all the drama in my household. So.
Okay. So basically what you're saying is your stepdad could be on his way out too.
Maybe.
Yeah, because basically what you're telling me, it sounds like your mama hell on wheels.
She's something. She, my mom, she's a good person, but I just feel like she has a lot of inner demons that she needs to work on, and it makes her very negative towards the people around her. So, you know, her and my stepdad don't get along all the time very well, but my, like, if there's an issue that has to deal with me, my stepdad will actually call my biological dad and vice versa. So they get along. They talk to each other. They don't have any problems with each other. My biological dad loves him. So it's really just my mom.
Oh, so one day he may tell you, him, like, man, look, pay your child support and get out of there. Because I'll tell you, sometimes you get to that point, well, if that woman driving you crazy, it's cheaper to pay your child support than to deal with that. Oh, boy. And some men know what I'm talking about. But anyway, let me go to the next caller here. Area code 661, you on the show.
Hey, Phil, how's it going?
What's going on?
No, just making some dinner. And I'd give a call in. Chicken enchiladas.
Chicken enchiladas? Okay.
That's right, sir.
Good.
Yeah, I've been a long-time subscriber and been a huge. Yeah, I had a question for Miss Lahan, if I'm pronouncing that right. Or just not a question. I just wanted to tell her that, you know, she's entitled to believe and support for whatever she believes in, and no one else should say anything. It's her opinion and hers alone.
Okay,
for supporting
thank
Kaepernick.
You. Yes.
You're very
thank
welcome,
you
miss.
So much.
You know, I didn't have much time because, you know, my dinner is going to be ready, but I did want to say what I had to say.
All right. Well, thank you, sir,
thank,
very much for calling.
Thank you so thank you much. Thank you very much, Phil.
All right. Well, thank you for calling. Get to the chicken enchiladas. May you enjoy them. And God bless your meal there. All right. Let's see what we got here. Area code 202, you're on the show.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the show. What's on, going on, man?
Oh, how you doing? I want to share something that I can kind of relate to the to Kier. About 2 months ago, I was laid off a job that I worked for 5 years. And I was told that I wasn't supposed to be in this trade. So, okay, long story short, I went to the hall, the union hall, and reported against the guy. And they had this attitude like I wasn't supposed to report that. I was just supposed to shut my mouth and continue making the money. So once the company found out that I went to the hole against them, they laid me off the following week. And I don't think it's because of a flag. I think it's because of, like, they just want black people to just, like, be weak, just settle for the racism and all that and don't stand up.
So basically what you're saying is they want you to stay in your place, boy.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
It's about
right.
Flag. I think it's about they just want you to just be weak. Just like if a bully kept taking your lunch money, found you, I mean, you're going to stand up for yourself. And that's when the problem is going to start, when you want to stand up for yourself.
Right. So you're telling us this story in relation to Kiera in what way?
What is
he coming in and out? Oh, I don't know.
Hello?
Brother. Yeah. You hear me? Well, I don't know. We lost him, Kiera. But
well, hopefully he figures the job thing out.
Yeah. Hopefully he would. Yeah, Kiera, like I said, I know you got to get up and go to class in the mornings by, what, 8:30, 3 at least, Central Time. But like I said, we don't want to keep you too long. Like I said, at least on our end, I'm going to chit-chat with them about a few, something else before we get off. But I definitely want to thank you for joining us on the show. We will get that link out. You sent it to me on Twitter, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I will get that link out as soon as possible. And, you know, may you stay blessed and, you know, we all chip in to help you out and keep your grades up. Stay away from the wrong crowds and, you know, keep reading and, you know, let me know about that, about your trips to Africa. Read Dr. Francis Cress Wilson and anybody else you can read to open your mind.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
All right, well, thank you very much, Kiera.
All right, thank y'all.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me get on the screen because I want to have a little conversation with you guys about something that came to me about the situation we talked about yesterday. But let me get myself on the screen here. And then we'll kind of talk about it. So, all right, we good. That young lady, I mean, it seems like she got her head on straight. And, you know, these are things that, you know, some of the kids are going to have to deal with. And, you know, we got to talk to everyone in our community. We have kids that's going to be coming from all walks of life. And we are not here to condemn them. We're here to help them much as possible. I'll turn this up a little bit. But we're here to help them much as possible and try to be a family-oriented place where they can get answers. But along the lines of the black identity extremists, something came to me. Now, in that report, they was talking about that you are an extremist also if you push for communities, separate communities, institutions like schools, businesses, if you want your own city councils and your own government. Now, let's think about that for a minute. You complain when we're there, but then you complain when we say, okay, let's do for ourselves here. Every other community do for themselves, but yet we're the only one called black identity extremists. To me, you know who they remind me of a jealous, stalking ex. Think about that. They stalk us every day. They jealous of us because they want to keep a hold to black people. And it's amazing how they want to hold on to black people. Think about it. When we were saying, hey, let's try to find a black bank, that's, why would you guys say that? That's racist. Now the FBI is saying you are a black identity extremist if you want a bank in your own community or found a black-owned bank. The thing is, they want all of our money. They want all of our talent. They want all our possessions. But guess what? The biggest thing they want from us more than anything, they want our love. Listen to what I'm saying. They don't like all this talk that y'all doing. They don't like that you're saying, I don't have no love for them. They don't like when you say, you're not sympathetic when something happens to them. You're not crying. It's not a national day of mourning when something happens. That's a problem for them. They don't like that you're having an identity of yourself that they didn't give you. Because remember, they stripped your identity from you when you got here off the boats. Forever you've been searching for who you are. You've been a lost person within this land. Now you have been connecting back to who you are, and now that is a problem, so much so to say you are a threat because you're wearing natural hair, or you're a threat because you're wearing dashikis, or you're a threat because you have an anchor around your neck and not having white Jesus on your neck anymore. You're a threat because you're saying white Jesus never existed, and that's an idol. You are a threat because you're putting out the truth, and also why you are a threat, not a violent threat, but an ideological threat. There are a lot of Caucasians. Listen to me on this. This is more of a threat to them. A lot of Caucasians listen to what we're saying, and they know once they look into it, it's truth to what they're saying. There's a lot of people who have came to me, maybe not in that comment section, but behind the scenes, who are white, who are Jewish, and said, you know, I didn't believe, you know, certain things, but now I see with my eyes what you're saying and what they're doing, and like just giving me so much like just attaboys about what we're talking about here. And I've had police officers, believe it or not, write me, ask me about training, ask me about how can they get, you know, black officers. I've had a lot of people in the background talk to me that's not black and appreciate what we do here. So that is a problem when it's not just myself, but it's many of you who are making videos. You think your audience is just black people? You have white people watching, you have Hispanic people watching, you have Asian people watching. I know that at least me, because when I went out, I've had people of all races come up to me and say, I like what you're talking about. And you know good well what my message is. My message is I want to convey the black experience in America and through the lens of the black experience or how we see these issues, but other people may relate to it because they may go through the same things, just maybe not in the same degree. So, yes, that is a problem because in order for the white supremacist system to work, you have to keep your vice grip on the minds and hearts of the people. They're not liking that not only black people are saying something, but you got whites saying something, you got Hispanics, you got all these different people using the term white supremacy. Now, I've never heard that in my life. I've heard Hispanics say white supremacy, Asians say white supremacy, Arabs say white supremacy, Native Americans say white supremacy, blacks, of course, been saying it. I've been hearing them use terms like beast. I've been hearing terms about caveman. I've seen all these different these terms being used of all people. And then the thing is, what one of them said about me one time, oh, he uses pseudoscience. No, I refer to actual facts. See, one thing these people never say about me, brothers and sisters, that I'm a liar. because I will show you what I'm talking about. That's why I like to play the clips first. It didn't show you, so you can't say he's just making stuff up. No, it's not an Apple Watch. I don't own nothing like that. Anyway, so they have an issue with us. They really do. It's because you're swaying the minds of America, and also you're swaying the minds of the world. People all over the world are watching what we produce, not just us, but everybody. They're watching. So already their stock in the world is decreasing because it's by their own hand because they elected Donald Trump. But also people all over the world are watching the Patrick Harmon videos. They're watching that. And they're saying, how is it you saying we got human rights violations in our country, but we watch what you do to black people? You remember a while back Rodrigo Duterte in the Philippines? Was talking about, like, Obama saying something about him. And you remember when I played that video on this show where he said, you sit up there and just kill black people. He said, the police just kill them. He said, but you talking about me? He said, yeah, you may kill a few. He said, I may kill a little more, but how can you talk about me when you're killing black people? And I'm like, so that was like a world leader saying that about black people. So what I'm saying is the world is watching because the message is getting out. They're not liking that because you have to understand the mainstream media, that's why we wear this shirt, mainstream media is fake news. They do fake news on black people ever since we got here. They even try to do fake news on Kaepernick today. They put out fake news saying that Kaepernick say if he go back to the NFL, he's going to stand up just so he can get a job. And it was fake news. And then I seen people running with it already on videos. They say, wait, hold on. Let's give it a little bit. Then Kaepernick's girlfriend came back and said, he never said that. They lying. Just fake news. It's the same thing even with the Nelly situation. You know, they put out there saying that man raped somebody. He ain't even been charged. They say it's under investigation. He didn't even have a bail. But that's fake news. That's why we got to make sure when we report things, I'm talking about all of us, we say the word alleged. If he haven't been, or she haven't been convicted of a crime, then it's alleged. I don't care if it's on video. It's alleged. Because remember, in the FBI report, they said that, you know, they think or likely have violence to perceived acts of police brutality. Now, we got it on video, perceived. So we have to start using the same words they're using. Perceived, alleged, you know. We have to start using, you know, terms like mental illness. We need to start using the mental illness term. And I'm telling you ahead of time, if a black person do something, I'm going to look at them the exact same way. Well, you know what? It's wrong what they did. Yes, it was, but it was mental issues. And black people, if you think about the experience of black people in America, we have deep mental issues that we cope with every day. We cope with that. Dealing with racism the way we deal with it, that can have mental illness on you. To be oppressed like that all the time, to be harassed, to be treated different, it can cause many different mental illness to you. But yet, when black people do something, we never say mental illness. How is it that they can say mental illness and they don't deal with the lives that we deal with here in this nation, but we never can claim mental illness? No, we're going to start claiming, and brothers and sisters, when you make your videos and you report on something, say mental illness. I'm talking to myself. Start having them harsh terms about us in our community. They sit up there and you see the stuff they do, and they still never call them terrorists or anything. Forget that. We going to start, all of us are going to be on code just as much as they on code. Mental illness, alleged. Let's wait for all the facts. We don't know what happened before the video. The same thing they saying, I'm going to say. What they can say to it then. You're right, Sister Lisa, but we're going to have to apply the same things because at times, and that's including me, we see issues and we, you know, because we live on a different moral playing field, you know, a lot of times we can get harsh about things. I get upset to watch crime in our community. I know I do. But if what happened in Vegas, they just came out yesterday and say he had severe illness and it wasn't really diagnosed correctly. He was taking depressant medication. Never call a man a terrorist, but he has severe mental illness. And actually, if you think about what they're doing, they're trying to protect their image so much that they're actually criminalizing people who have mental illness. Because they make a person think, man, you have mental illness, don't kill people. But they don't care about that, anything to protect their image. So we need to respond accordingly. We need to do the same thing. Mental illness, like I stated before, wait for the facts, allege it, those sort of things. I'm just saying that it's just what we got to do. He said instead of BIE, it should be WIE. Yeah, I mean, but if that's the case, if wanting your own schools and doing for self is black identity extremism, then we need to have Asian identity extremism, Jewish identity extremism, Arab identity extremism, Native American identity extremism. I mean, every group, we need to have that name. I mean, just to be fair. But it's not about being fair. But the thing is, we are in a time period that we can call it out. See, when Dr. King and them was going through COINTELPRO, Dr. King and Malcolm X and all the other great brothers and sisters didn't have what we have to connect to the world. So anything that happens to us, the whole world see it. So it's not like they can just do certain things and you'll never know about it. You can see stuff happening to people in real time. Yes, you're right, Mona, Dave. He was, but according to them, he has severe mental issues. But yet they just charged a 18-year-old black high school girl with terrorist threats on the internet. But a guy who mowed down over 500 people, he has severe mental issues. So what I'm saying is, let's tighten our code up, and that's including myself, tighten code up when it comes to us, and use the exact same tactics that they're doing about their group, we're going to do the exact same thing. Do you know I have posted, retweeted something? They had the white supremacists in Charlotte, over there again, Charlottesville, I'm sorry, with tiki torches again. Do you know an NBC affiliate called them white activists? Go to my Twitter and look it up, Advice Show Media, you haven't seen it. They call them white activists. They're not even trying to call them supremacists anymore. Now white supremacists are white activists. Yeah, lavender spices, yes. Yeah, you got to tighten up. Yeah. Y'all got to, no threats online. Matter of fact, if I see anybody threatening anybody, I don't care what race. If you're threatening people, I'm looking at you as a government troll, and I'm going to get you out of here. Because I'm going to say, well, either you're a troll or you infiltrating or you doing something. Or you informant, I don't know what you got going on. There's no threats. I don't want to see no threats. If you're making threats against any group of people, I don't care who you are, you're going to be out of here. Because this is what they'll do. They'll send people to make threats and get others to join with those comments, and then now you're going to have people at your door. It's serious now. Like, so that's why we have to adapt. Just as much as they adapt, we have to adapt. We can't keep having the same playbook with everything. Man, whatever. I see what you just said, whatever. What'd this say? Hold on, where'd it go? Don't act like, we ain't acting like anybody. You see black people out there doing things like Vegas, or you see black people with tiki torches destroying cities, you see black people doing things to cops. We don't do that. Over 70% of the attacks against cops are Caucasian. So they're making up lies to try to criminalize black people. So that way, that's a bold-faced lie. Be original and stand on your word, which should be logic. Whatever. The best way to respond to people is make them lie in their own bed. Forget that. We're going to do the same thing, especially on my end. Y'all can say what you want, but I'm tightening my code up on how I report things, period. It's just that simple. So some black cops will not even do. Yeah, you know what? This is why I said that. I guarantee you, if the majority of the police officers in this country were black, I promise you the amount of citizens that get killed a year will go down probably by 75, 80%. Because you don't see black cops shooting unarmed white kids or beating up women or doing, you don't see that sort of stuff with black cops. Every time it's them. So my thing is, okay, let's have more black cops. How is the black cops are more restrained? Yeah, code up. We got to code up. We got to code up more than ever before. We have to code up. In this time period, we can't be too crazy with the mouth like some of y'all like to do. Some of y'all make threats. Like I said, you can't do that no more. Look, you can get mad at something, that's fine. I get mad. But I have to, you know, I'm always careful what I say. I know one video I can have suits at my door. I know that. So now you're in a position. You just joined my club. So you're in a position to be careful with your comments on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. You can be outraged. You can speak against whatever you want to speak against, but no threats, no insinuation of threats or anything. Just, I don't want y'all caught up. That's the only thing to it. I'm going to get this real quick. Erico 225, you on the show.
Yeah, what up, Phil?
What up, man?
What I was saying is about the girl that you interviewed with about the, her mother disowned her for standing up for what is what she believed in. My point, you know, me and my sister were talking about this earlier, saying that, you know, I think black people should go with their, you know, with their race and all these other groups like the Jewish, the Native Americans or the Hispanic or something like that, because, you know, they have something in common, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's the way I looked at it. And I was just like, I'm just glad she's speaking up what's going on. And, but like you said in these other videos, you know, she's black, you know. He still going to get treated just like every other black person.
Right.
She still going to get
they
treated.
They know Kiara
like
isn't them. They know Kiara isn't them.
Right.
They can look dead at her and know that she ain't them. I mean, the moment she opened her mouth. Right. See, I was raised that way. My grandmother and them always told me that if you're unsure who a black person is and you don't know who, let them open their mouth. It gives it away. And usually I can hear black people way before I even look at them. I hear it.
Right.
There's a certain cadence in black people's voice, even if they're speaking the code speak. You know, because black people switch up a code speak. Even if they're speaking code speak, I can still hear the inflection in their voice. Because black people have a certain inflection on how we speak.
Yeah, right. My mother always didn't approve of, you know, any one of her children being with an interracial person, like a white one. Because she was always used to say, you know, she always used to say, you know, certain things y'all can't talk about, certain movies y'all can't watch. Like, movies like Get Out, Birth of a Nation, Roots, and stuff like that. You know, a black and white person cannot watch that movie together. They can't talk about slavery together. They can't talk about, you know, white supremacy and all that stuff, you know, because that's going to cause problems. Now that's why I'm like,
Hold on a second. Let me respond to Golden Black. Yes, maybe you did say that, but I know all my life we had to do that with jobs. And some people say code speak. In other words, you know good and well you talk to black people a certain way, and then you go in front of them folks, and you're trying to deal with business, and you're trying to attend business is going to be white folks, and you're going to come and speak to them in a different tone. You're not going to use the same tone that I was speaking to this brother with. You know, some people may say talking white. I don't think it's talking white. I just think you just make sure you're speaking very proper. Because, that's a bias against you, like on a job or whatever. So, yeah, they call it code speak, code switch. They call it many different things. They say the white person voice. They say black people got to know how to speak black and speak white. They'll say that too. But white folks don't have to do that, you know. And actually, other races have to do it, too, because I've heard them do it. They'll be speaking with their people. They'll switch up, too. So I think every other group outside of white has to do that.
Right. Like, but well, I wish she was still on the show, but I was just trying to tell her, you know, don't let her mother, you know, get to her, and you know, she lonely. She keeps supporting Kaepernick, because you know, I'm always gonna support Kaepernick for what he's doing. You know, I think that's dumb, but how they blackball the man, put him standing up against not just black people, but oppression of color. You know, he ain't never said black people. He just said people of color. And I already been boycotted the NFL like 2 or 3 years ago after the Michael Vick thing. So, but
yeah, I hear you.
Well, all right,
brother. I appreciate you calling.
Well, I'm gonna go ahead. Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. We gotta get one more in, maybe one more two. Eric Cole 443, you on the show.
Hey, buddy. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. What's on your mind?
Same thing. I was trying to catch the young lady as well. I mean, the whole fact, I think it's the fact that and if I say anything you do disagree with, I know Brother Phil, go ahead and cut me off, jump on me. But I'm not more into the whole the race thing that's going on. It's clearly put out there that what they're doing is throwing out, you know, the race game when it comes to anything that got to do with negative versus positive, good versus evil. That's just the game that's being played. But the way you're going to keep the general public, mainly being us, is by throwing the one thing out there that's going to keep everyone at each other's throat, which is, of course, nowadays the race game. So,
could you explain to me what the race game means?
Basically, it's not really much of the game. It's what's going on with, but okay, like we got the stuff that's going on where you have the cops killing each other. The cops killing us, black people, and stuff. Every day. Every day it goes through. You don't hear about when we got the stuff that's going on personally in our community with each other going on. You know what I mean? I mean, even though, like I said, I personally find that to also be an issue as well.
So you say there's no report of what's going on in the black community? In what way?
There's a lack of report. We got to do much digging when it comes to trying to find out things about what's going on, you know, black on black stuff, or anything that's really happening to us. We got to do so much digging. When it comes to them, the white people, you know, go ahead and put in that shit. You're gonna hear about it right away.
Do you know why? Well, let's look at them. Well, first of all, they have an agenda. That's one. Number two,
exactly.
They have more resources to do a whole lot more to go into those communities. Let's say versus me, I don't have the budget of KPRC2 right here in Houston.
You're telling them
multiple reporters. Everything. I don't have
exactly.
So that affects our reporting. So we have to be.
They have the moral control there more than we have. You got it right. Yeah.
Yeah.
They got more control
exactly.
to put stuff out more than we have. So yeah.
Right. So what you said about the race game and the police? So what's the bottom line you're getting at with that?
Say it again.
You said about the race game and the police. And about what's going on in the black community, what is the, you know, bottom line you're getting with that?
You said a bottom line issue?
Yeah, what's the bottom line? I mean, like, what you talking about? What's the bottom line with all this?
A bottom line issue is that we got to more try to focus on what we're going to do about it. We're not, I mean, I feel like, you know, I'm way out of that line of the protest. I don't believe in protest. I don't believe in protest at all. It's not
going
to get nothing done.
Okay, cool.
Hold on.
Because everybody likes to play that turn. What are you planning on doing about it?
The same thing. The same way you just said. As me personally, by myself, there's nothing I can really do about it right now. There's nothing I can do about it. I don't have the resources.
But
I don't have
an opinion about what other people need to do. So you're supposed to lead by example.
No, it's not about other people. It's about us. It's about us.
But
like,
us,
okay, like,
okay,
like, okay, I got one.
Hold on. Let's look at Kaepernick. Let's look at Kaepernick.
Go ahead.
He started doing the knee by himself, right?
Yes, he did.
He didn't say,
yes, he did.
I need the whole NFL to take a knee with me to stand up against racism and police brutality. That's what he did for, right?
Yes, he
so
did.
So he started doing that by himself. Then one of his teammates joined him. Then a few of his teammates joined him. Now this year, everybody's doing it all over the country.
Mm-hmm.
So one man or woman can make a difference. So what I'm saying is, what do you plan on doing about it?
Hmm. You got me. You really got me.
So basically, you had no plan for the group either.
It's not about me not having a plan. It's more of a thing like, I got, okay, let's, tell me your opinion on this. You ready? They got, you, okay, let's leave it on football term. My bad for the noise in the background. I got a truck around past me. Let's leave it to the football topic. If a lot of people want to, let's see, be, let's think about how much money that these, what? Let's see, all these organizations and stuff, all the NFL organizations, they make off of all of us tuning in. You know, just the game. They make, what, millions, billions of dollars off of us tuning in off to watch the game, right?
Yeah.
So how about I ask this for people, because I didn't preach this, you know, me walking around, geeking around the job, and I have a lot of people, black, white, Puerto Rican, all of them looking at me like I'm crazy, but I think I make sense when I say this. We got to start by attacking the money. Attack the money. Think about the majority of us, we have more of a percentage.
So what are you going to do about attacking the money?
Most thing I could do is start with the one thing. I don't watch football. I don't watch the sports like that. I don't.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
So
okay.
I
you
ask,
know
how about this? I'm going to say this. I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off. No, I got you. But I say this, and everybody that's listening tonight, it's nighttime where I'm at, everybody who's listening tonight, I ask this. Turn the TV off. Sunday is, take a day, Sunday. If you're religious, keep it all about your religion. Keep it all about the Lord and all that. Because I'm not an atheist. I'm not nothing like that. I don't console myself to a specific religious belief. But let's take that. Let's cut. Leave the TV off. Is that at the end of the day?
Brother,
love
brother,
our football
brother,
players and stuff.
Brother, brother.
Yeah,
brother,
yeah.
My brother. You don't have to go into a monologue.
Man.
You don't have to go into a monologue to instruct people on what to do. You say cut the TV off. See, this is why we're going to have in our community. You a man, okay? You the people look to you for leadership in your local community, and that's a great part of the community. You're supposed to be the man that even I could say, brother, what do we need to do? So make sure with time, when somebody press you on what to do and how you're going to take leadership, have that opinion formulated, because in a black community, unfortunately, we're great at talking, but we're not really great at doing a whole lot of things. So I'm just letting you know that, but thank you for calling. All right, let's go to the next caller. Area code 651, you on the show. Not answering.
Say hello.
All right. Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Hello.
Hello. Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? This is Nubia. How you doing, Phil?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, I wanted to make a comment. I've been on the queue for a long time, but to the young lady, I'm glad everybody helping her out. And I know it's hard for her to understand, you know, racism, but, you know, she got to understand that, you know, where her mother is a racist, and to show and prove she's a racist, you know, she has chosen her race over her child. You know, she chose to go with everyone in her race and try to, you know, choose the Trump side instead of her daughter. So she got to understand that is completely racist. But, you know, we love the show. Me and my kids is watching it while we preparing our meals for the week, our vegetarian meals. So y'all have a great night.
We cut up
some kale, some tomatoes, some broccoli. My 8-year-old said she loved kale.
I love kale. It's so yummy.
All right.
I would eat it all day if I could. I would
eat it all day?
The rest of my life, if I could.
She said she going to take over the show, Phil, if we stay on the line.
Well, hey,
all right, you have a good day.
ABO,
shout out to
ABO
Houston. I'm from Dallas, too.
Oh, you from Dallas?
Yep, I'm from Dallas. We up here in Minnesota, though, the Twin Cities.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yep. All right, have a good night.
All right, well, thank you for calling. Well, I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I look, you know, talking to the kids, it is always funny to me because kids have certain opinions. It is. Area code 313, you on the show.
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
How you doing?
I'm all right. Man, yeah, dog, man, it's hard. What I got to say about the rape and why it's so hard for people to be happy, black women, to be happy with who they is, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Let's stop right there. Are you happy who you are?
Absolutely. I'm very happy to be a black man.
Okay, all right. Because you was going there about black women not being happy, and I'm like, well, who said that?
I'm not saying all black women.
Go ahead, I'm listening. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, are you familiar with, I hate to say his man name because I despise him, but Tommy Sotomayor.
Okay, if you despise him, I don't want to hear about him either.
Right. Well, he is one of the main black men that are putting our African queen down. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, you know what? This is what you do to counter that. You be one of the black kings that lift him up.
Right. And I didn't talk to this man like I'm talking to you because you do somewhat the same thing you do. And I didn't talk to this man. I'm asking him, how can you expect somebody to do better and you telling them how worse that they are? You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I agree with that. But so since you know that's happening, where's your platform of lifting them up that you created?
Right. That's what I was trying to look into, man. I'm young. I'm 24, you know what I'm saying?
That's no excuse that you're young. That's no excuse.
No, you got little kids on YouTube, got pages. Yeah, you're right. And I'm looking into it, man. I want to, you know what I'm saying, get a lot of more, like a laptop, you know what I'm saying, have my setup more so I can do my research while I'm talking, you know what I'm saying? Basically have my setup more put together a little bit better. But I'm definitely looking into that. And I also wanted to say, man, I was arguing with my a coworker about the race war. And what he was trying to tell me was it's not a race war. He was arguing with me it's not white people against black people. You know what I'm saying? He kept arguing me down basically to say it's a middle class and everything under that war to an upper class war. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, there's many kind of divisions. There's socioeconomic division. You have race. You have, you know, just religion. You have many kind of division here in America. But, brother, I'm going to have to go ahead and go, but I appreciate you calling. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I would definitely want to thank you for joining us on the show tonight. Like I said, I want to keep you guys too late. And I appreciate, you know, once again, Kiara, for coming on. I want to put, as soon as this video is done, I can put a comment up. I will do that where you can get to her GoFundMe if you want to help out. But once again, like I said, thank you, everyone, the callers that call. Thank you. And I'll see you on the next news report. I have a few, but I'll try to get to them when I can. That's it. that baby,